is a business person of some sort and may be operating their business on a different basis than the calendar year. I mean, they could do it that way too. That would be a...
But it seems to me, yeah, I think you're right, but it seems to me you still have to deal with taxes, and your tax year stops.
I don't know that that's important or anything, but I think there was a hole in that particular thinking, because it's not always going to be that way. Many of the people who would be trying to establish one of these farm dwellings would be people who are business people or have jobs elsewhere away from the farm, as I see it.
Representative Anderson.
How do we allow for the mint grower who keeps his oil for 3 years? And that's being done currently. The mint market is down, and he has no...
That, Hector McPherson, that is a possibility, and there are a few crops that tend to be held from 1 year to another. It is not the usual thing. Most farmers have to settle up with their banker once a year, and so they have to sell their crops. I do know a few cases where seed crops have been held more than 1 year, but then by and large, by making it consecutive years, you might throw the income higher in 1 year and lower in the next, but by and large, I think you're going to iron out the problems that you could get into otherwise, unless you do make it 2 consecutive years and give them some option. The calendar year is only a convenient thing, as a tool, as I see, to give some certainty and to set it up in the state law. I don't see that there would make any great problem for anybody to use the calendar year, even though they might happen to be on a fiscal year.
Is there any objection? So,
Madam Chairperson?
Representative Priestley.
The question of the mint oil, though, is one in which you have... which language? Are we talking about top of page 7?
Well, that whole thing needs to be rewritten.
Well, it'd be rewritten in such a way that a person produces, say, $10,000 worth of mint oil, but he still has it. He doesn't have to, in other words, it's going to be written in terms of its value, but not in terms of its sale. Is that
has produced income.
Has produced?
Has produced annual gross income. I don't know how you have income until you...
Can we say, what is that bad to say a production or...
No, he would have to sell it, but I don't...
You don't know until you sell it.
Representative Priestley, I don't think even on mint oil that you can, unless you're awfully wealthy, this probably wouldn't apply to you. If you can't afford to hold it for more than 2 or 3 years, and if you sold it, it's 2 of those 3 years, so if he sold it, he could have it for 2 of those 3 years.
One of our own state representatives happens to be in this position right now. Also, you have the small grower with the grapes who turns it into wine and doesn't sell that wine until 2, 3, and 4 years down the line.
But
right. So the value of language, he has no income.
But Representative Priest, Representative Anderson, when you talk about perennials or the other test, it's capable of producing, which makes a difference. Representative Hill.
The capability of producing only pertains to perennials or trees.
Grapes are perennial.
Is perennial?
Yes.
So that they could stock the mint oil and football.
Okay, we come down to anything else on this page?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Representative
Trainheim
and then Representative Van
Leeuwen. Madam Chair, I guess the question of the drafter of the measure, perhaps, why did we delete the old sub C, which is in finer print, relating to parks, playgrounds, hunting and fishing preserves, and change that language around, as well as it also includes the government agency ownership? I'd like to know what the...
Representative Trahern, that is what came to us from the Senate that we adopted in the package the other day that we really didn't talk about.
I'd like to talk about it.
We can talk about it, but I'm saying it's not her drafting. It's what we adopted in that package that came straight from the Senate, because we never got to that
part. Further question.
Representative Trainer.
Do we know why the Senate did that?
Hector probably does, since he sat through that. Do you want to go through why?
Yes, I think that was put in there, directed at KOAs. We thought that it was all right to have campgrounds that were operated by the government in an EFU zone, but we didn't think it was appropriate to put a KOA-type campground anywhere you wanted to in an EFU zone. We felt that hunting and fishing preserves were all right to be in an EFU zone, and so they are. We restructured the thing simply to put campgrounds permitted, but only if they're government campgrounds.
Answer a further question.
Representative Trahan.
It appears that we deleted the hunting and fishing preserves, is that correct?
It's added back in.
Line 15.
Oh, okay. Chair, I've got some concerns on that. I'd like to come back to it.
Where
we go too far. Go
on the campgrounds?
Well, yeah, and the government agency goal.
Okay. Next question on the page. So we want to flag that and we'll come back to it.
Let's come back to the next one.
When are we going to do these, Madam Chair?
We
have full committee. When we have a committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, I think we can do them now. We can always bring him up for reconsideration. He's supposed to only be out for 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, out of here 5 minutes. Can we talk about private parks, playgrounds, hunting and fishing preserves? Do you want those back in?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what a hunting and fishing preserve is, but other than that, fine.
I would move that we delete the words operated by a government agency or a nonprofit community organization. I'm not sure just how we tie that into a complete sentence.
These are permitted uses or
these are conditional uses, aren't they?
Yes.
Conditional uses. Representative Trahan, would you want community centers not owned by a government agency?
Yes.
Well, Madam Chair, I think I might.
Give an example.
The Grange could be well considered a community center in some respects. Certainly could well belong in an agricultural area.
That would be a nonprofit community organization.
I'm deleting that also.
Madam Chair, we're going to do the same thing just to reinsert C, the old C.
Madam Chair, I would accept that as friendly if we could add the community centers in there because I think that's something that apparently they'd like to have in allowable or condition.
See, the private parks, playgrounds, hunting and fishing preserves, community centers, and campgrounds. Is that correct?
That would be acceptable.
Elizabeth?
All right, so you're excluding then public parks, public playgrounds.
Oh, it doesn't exclude either one.
Well, it says private parks.
Okay, Madam Chair, I had highlighted starting with the word parks rather than private.
You would do parks, playgrounds, campgrounds, community centers, and hunting and fishing preserves.
Both public and private.
The motion is to combine C and D or delete it all and start over again, saying as a conditional use, parks, playgrounds, camps, community centers, and hunting and fishing preserves.
Campgrounds.
Parks, playgrounds, campgrounds, community centers, and hunting and fishing preserves. Great.
Conditional use.
Any discussion?
Somebody tell me the argument for one side or the other. I'm not
sure.
Well,
like
I can
KOA.
What is a KOA?
Campground of America commercial operation on freeway.
Representative?
Madam Chair. Certainly just on freeways, they're in some strange locations.
Representative True?
Madam Chair, I was just, Representative Anderson indicated that one of the members of the audience didn't like KOAs on freeways, and there are, I've done quite a bit of traveling, and there are KOAs and spots that aren't just on freeways. There are signs saying KOA 2 miles down this way and 1 mile this way, and you get out into some real fine farmland and lots of different states and lots of different regions and states where there are KOAs, and I think that's a valid concern.
Well, I guess I would remind you that in your package there is, we're talking about two components, in 237, a marginal land bill with then some tightening up on EFU lands, and the proposal under discussion is a wide open loosening up of restrictions on EFU land, because you're making it far more open than the present law is. I believe under the proposal you would be able to have all kinds of commercial parks, amusement parks, any kind of commercial recreational activity on some of your best farm soils which surround, and I believe it has been the feeling of not only farmers but those concerned with good land use planning that that kind of commercial recreational facility should be close to population centers and therefore within urban growth boundaries. I would also comment that the wording as is here before you on page 7 came out of the interim legislative committee, the subcommittee that was working on agricultural issues, and I believe Scott Ashcombe and Ron Eber and a few other people worked on that. This came out of Farm Bureau. And I was not part of that, Ag for Oregon was not part of that at that time, but Ag for Oregon felt that the proposal, as the Interim Agriculture Committee came through with it after looking at the ag problems, was a valid one, and I would raise some serious concerns about the proposal under consideration.
I have a question. Can somebody tell me what current language is under conditional uses for EFU?
Just look at the stuff that is C is deleted.
Okay,
that is current language
under EFU conditional use today.
And then what was the old D and is now the new E without the underlying material.
So what we would be doing differently is allowing campgrounds operated by governmental agencies. Because currently they're not allowed on EFU land.
Just private ones.
Just private campgrounds are allowed and not public campgrounds. And currently community centers are allowed if they're owned by a nonprofit or a governmental agency. But under the proposed amendment, we would allow any community centers, and I guess I don't know what any community centers are that are not governmental agency or nonprofit, and what that would, how the counties or how people would interpret that.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask first of all whether there, what the big examples of the abuse of private parks, playgrounds, or something that have gone on under present law. Is this a big abuse? Are there big glaring examples out there where you got Ferris wheels up? And,
I can't under, Madam Chair.
Representative Truman.
That's I don't think that the existing law allows that, does it?
Private parks, playgrounds, private parks.
Existing law does allow that under conditional use. Representative Hill?
I think if somebody wants to build a private park or playground or campground, they should put it on marginal land.
That's right.
Why the hell put it on good farmland?
Madam Chair.
Representative Emma.
In line with that, along the Willamette River in the Willamette River Greenway, the public agency certainly took out some prime farmland and has just let it go to waste. I mean, I can show you, not very far from where I live. in several instances where they bought the land and took it out of farm use and have just let it grow up to weeds.
I think Representative Anderson asked a good question. So if anybody can come forward to let this committee know if there has been abuses of private parks or playgrounds or hunting and fishing preserves and campgrounds.
Yeah.
Under present law. Representative Hill.
Just north of the turnoff to Coburg, we've got a teepee campground plopped down alongside the freeway, taking up about probably 20, 30 acres of prime farmland. Wouldn't be there.
Is that within the urban growth boundary?
Nope.
It's probably in the freeway.
Well, we got more than 2-3 cars in it anyway. It's probably failing.
It's probably in the freeway, though.
Ron Eber with the Department of Land Conservation and Development. When you were talking about amusement parks, there was a proposal in Jefferson County. Somebody came in under the private parks thing and wanted to put in a huge amusement facility, almost a mini Disneyland. The county there said that was not the intent of this statute and denied it. That's the only thing in terms of where parks was being interpreted or attempted to be interpreted to include amusement parks and whatnot.
And amusement park. I would certainly not read this as amusement park. Representative Trader?
I think maybe that gets part to the question I had, and that is that this is only a conditional use, and the county certainly has the right to accept or reject any of those proposals. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, Representative Trader.
So it does leave it with the county to an extent. If you want to stretch private parks into the concept of an amusement park, which was not necessarily my concept, but the fact is the county still has, they can't just go do it.
Madam Chair?
Representative Tripp.
I think the change as proposed in the bill is meritorious when we're trying to loosen up the standards on marginal lands and tighten up the standards on 1-3 soils.
Well, the question I have, Elizabeth, is aren't we, because this is cross-referenced, aren't we also saying that there cannot be private parks, playgrounds, hunting and fishing preserves on marginal lands?
Right. The non-farm uses that are allowed in here are allowed on marginal, and I don't think there's anything that would indicate that it would be broader on marginal unless we write it that way. You could certainly write it that way.
But currently, the way the bill is written right now, the standards are both for marginal and EFU.
Right, the same.
Representative Amulet.
Okay, but in line with that conversation then, you have basically eliminated almost every piece of land in the Willamette Valley from being marginal land.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying what uses. What I was saying is the way the bill is set up right now, these kinds of uses that you're listing
would be allowed on marginal.
If they aren't allowed on EFU, they won't be allowed on marginal, because in marginal we don't have a separate list. We just say all of those uses allowed in EFU. So if you want to include something in marginal that you don't want to include in EFU, we need to add to the marginal section.
I misunderstood what you were saying.
If you adopt this, you've prohibited parks, playgrounds, and so on marginal land.
Private.
No.
Private parks
ones.
And playgrounds
right.
And marginal land.
Yes, that is correct. That is
the way the bill is drafted.
The way the bill is drafted now.
The way the bill is drafted currently.
Tell me what it does.
Currently, the way the bill is drafted is what's allowed on marginal lands is cross-referenced to what's allowed on EFU, either outright permitted or conditional use.
Madam Chair?
And I'm saying, if you want to separate those two, we have to do it legislatively, and there's no problem about doing that, but currently the cross-reference is that what's allowed on EFU is also allowed on marginal.
Madam Chair?
Representative Troop.
I move to substitute the existing motion by leaving the current statutory language for marginal lands and adopting the proposed change sub E lines 13 through 15 for EFU.
Representative Troop moves that we amend the motion.
Substitute, I think.
Or substitute the motion, excuse me. Substitute the motion that the original language would be restored and that would pertain to marginal lands, that we would go to the language as written currently in this draft for EFU lands. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any discussion? Representative Anderson.
Maybe I'm confused. The attempt then that we
would be conditional use for both.
Put private into marginal.
Yes.
And leave public in EFU. Is that the intent?
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parker.
I think Marion County had a concern about this, and I'm not sure what it is. Has he addressed this yet about this section?
No. Russ, do you want to address this section?
Madam Chair, while he's coming up, may I say that this was the concern I thought I was addressing a few minutes ago, and I think we have a pretty good example right almost next door to Hector McPherson, because the community was forced into the larger school system, and then their school was closed. And if that school at some time is allowed to become, it has been the community center, and if that becomes somehow turned over to the community, or if they buy it, then does that say that wouldn't be allowed there? What are we doing?
If it were a nonprofit community,
it would certainly be allowed under the Representative Troop's proposal.
As a conditional use,
you can't rent it out for dances.
Oh, a community center, you can rent out for dances.
A commercial operation.
Yeah, you'd have to be nonprofit.
Sure, but
well, they can still do that.
Right. We didn't. So.
Nonprofit will often rent out a hall for a wedding or a dance or whatever. Representative Hill?
Representative Troop might want to accept a friendly amendment to line 11, because it leaves out campgrounds and community centers. If we just restore that language, it would include campgrounds and community centers for marginal lands.
Campgrounds are in line 12 in that.
Campgrounds are community centers.
Sure, that's a friendly amendment.
Russ. I'm sorry.
And furthermore, line 11 only applies to private, so we might end up with just private ones being allowed on marginal land and not public ones. Or would the EFU language cover?
Well, what I understood he was doing was saying that the original EFU language had two sections. C dealt with private and B dealt with public. And they were both in there.
Correct.
There was a little bit of difference. There was no public campgrounds or public hunting and fishing preserves. But there was both public and private. And I understood that he was saying he wanted that to go into it.
My understanding of his motion was that all of this, private, public, playgrounds, campgrounds, community centers, hunting and fishing preserves, that's all allowed in marginal land.
That's what I understand.
Russ, your problem with this?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, first of all,
move my motion.
No, I accepted it in a friendly manner.
One of the amendments to the bill is on line 15 of page 6, which says, if the use meets reasonable standards adopted by the governing body. And I just wanted to point out to the committee that this is not a case where you just come to your county commissioners and they grant you a conditional use permit. You have to make findings, and when you have your zones acknowledged by LCDC, you have to put in standards such as the unsuitability of the soil or other kinds of standards. And in Marion County, we've used similar standards for conditional uses as we have for non-farm dwellings, so that there are restrictive criteria that you have to meet. And I think that's important, because when you're dealing with private campgrounds, there's this sense that there may be an abuse. And I don't know about Mr. Hill's example, but I doubt very much if that kind of thing could have happened in Marion County based on the criteria that we have in our EFU zone. And the county planning directors feel that the existing wording gives the flexibility of the county to consider the proposals and yet use their standards to rule out the ones that might be objectionable farm zones. So we would support restoring the existing language.
Madam Chair, does this do, however we're doing it, do we still allow for the proposed demonstration, whatever you want to call it, farm that's being proposed someplace north of here on agricultural land so that people can come in? It's a proposal that's...
Oh, that's up by Wilsonville.
By Wilsonville, that would be built with donated monies and so forth. And it would be a commercial enterprise, but it would be an educational enterprise. What happens to this? Where does it fall through the cracks?
That would be a commercial activity in conjunction with farm use.
It might.
Farm demonstration.
Yeah, it probably would.
I don't know.
In the bill.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was on the record that we talked about it and considered it, because that's, I think, ahead in the near future.
Yes, that is ahead. They've done all the preliminary work for it, and it's right on the freeway, right south of Wilsonville.
And I want to make sure that there's no intent of this of blocking that.
Madam Chair?
Representative?
It would probably require the county to be involved in conditional
use process. Well, that's fine. I mean, I would want them to be. I mean, I don't want it just to happen willy-nilly. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, Ross,
is that
the county is going to have reasonable standards or criteria. If we restored the original language, you would probably look at soils. I mean, you're not going to interpret this to mean playgrounds, it means amusement parks, that kind of thing. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair, you would look both at the compatibility issue, because you're injecting it into a farm use zone, and the conversion of the quality of soil that you're dealing with. And obviously you want to encourage it to be on the poorer soils and in an area where it's not going to have an impact on farming. Now, this is an area where I can only speak for Marion County, but I know that the other counties, in getting their EFU zones acknowledged, Ron had to look at them and see whether or not they have some standards in there that do that sorting out process. And I'm not concerned that serious abuses are going to occur.
Ron Ebert, DLCD. When we look at an exclusive farm use zone, we look to see whether it is consistent with what is in the statute. There is no requirement in the statute that there are be approval standards or specific approval standards. At least the goals don't require approval standards for the non-farm uses in an exclusive farm use zone, except for the non-farm dwelling. And so if a county comes in and simply mirrors the exact language in the statute that says private parks, playgrounds, etc., if that's in there, we say it's consistent with the statute.
Sure.
Some counties go beyond that and put standards in, but it's by no means required by the commission.
But would this bill not require it?
Yes, this bill is going to require it.
Page six, lines 15 and 16.
Line 15, it says, if the use meets, the following uses may be established, so that's your conditional use,
mm-hmm.
in any area zone for exclusive farm use, if the use meets reasonable standards adopted by the governing body, so they would, under this bill, have to adopt reasonable standards.
Okay, that's the change.
Representative Trader?
Well, Madam Chair, that was the point I wanted to bring up. I really think that, to represent a truth substitution motion, I guess, that by restoring the original language, which I think was the intent of my original motion.
Yes.
But may not have come out that way. We got all done. And including that in the EFU zone, I think we're allowing the counties to make some decisions that properly should be made over.
Okay, we will first vote, if there's not any more discussion, we will vote on the motion to substitute. So all the original language would be restored with any additions we have in here for marginal lands, and keep the deletion portion for EFU.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bradbury.
Following up on what Representative Treasurer just said, what then is the main motion underneath the substitute motion? Is it to apply the restore the existing language in EFU, and then the effect of that would also be to restore it in marginal?
Yes.
Which is, that's a little different than what your original motion was.
Well,
I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
No, because right now they're connected, and by him asking to have it restored would apply to both.
No, I understand, but originally we talked about community centers, and the original language does not speak to community centers. I'm trying to just get an understanding.
Madam Chair, to explain, if I could, to Representative Bradbury, I got a little confused in the original motion. Okay. My intent
was to
go back to the original language. I would like to have community centers included. They are, in fact, included in the old sub D, new E. Right. So I guess we don't have to add them back in again. And I don't really know of any private ones anyway. I wasn't trying to get to that as much as being sure that they were included.
Well, if you include the original language, under private, they're not included, but under public, they are, and that's what you want to get.
Yes, that's the point.
Representative Hill.
Yeah, I made the suggestion that community centers be included. I'm marginal here, but I'm trying to figure out exactly what a private community center would be.
Well, I think in my area, we have quite a few Chicano centers, and I think that would be private, wouldn't they?
They'd be nonprofit.
Probably.
Could a roller skating ring be defined as a private community center?
Yes.
Could we run into that sort of thing?
Well, I guess we might ask anybody in the audience or anybody on the committee if they know of any private community centers. Everyone I'm aware of is either
public or nonprofit.
Community is a community center, or it's not.